The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This has to be my favorite promotion that we've done so far.
The free 30 days of coaching?
The free 30 days of coaching.
Because it's free.
Yeah, because it's free.
If you're not on our, if you're not on the free 30 days of coaching, you're silly.
Yeah.
You're silly.
And
it's
your
free.
Mom and your uncle.
It's free.
And
as soon as you go to mindpumpmedia.com, it pops right up.
Everybody.
And, yep, and it's free. So that's free for
everybody.
Well,
tell them what happens when they sign up for it.
Well, the idea, okay, what inspired it was exactly the steps that we go through with somebody when someone first hires us, the types of conversations that we're having for the first 30 days. We go over nutrition, we go over exercise, we go over weight training, mobility, all these things. We get into gut flora, microbiome. So all these topics that we feed our clients in the first 30 days, we've condensed that into a 30 day of free coaching where each day you'll get dripped an email with bullet points of a topic. And then underneath that topic, if it's a topic that you don't know a lot about, there will be, you know, 3 to 4 links to the actual podcast where we've talked in depth about that specific topic. So maybe the first day pops up, it's protein, and you're like, huh, I know everything I need to know about protein. So maybe you don't find it necessary.
Or do you?
Right. Yeah. So you don't find it necessary to click on links. But then the next day, gut flora pops up, and you're like, you know what? I want to know more about that. Then you have all the links on there so you can click. And
it's just a real helpful tool to kind of refer to all the time as well. Even if you do know a lot about these subjects, we go into a lot of depth on these podcasts. And so it's just nice to be able to reference these very specific subjects and always be able to kind of take that information and then pass it on to other people.
It's also easy to share.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you have a friend or family member that doesn't listen to our show, but you want, give them information on a particular, you know, subject, maybe it's wellness related, or maybe it's, you know, carbohydrate intake or, you know, fat intake, you can send them this information. They can sign up and they'll get it, and they'll have episodes, like Adam was saying, that they can listen to where we go into some of these subjects at depth.
But if you want more... What if you want more? What do we got going on this month?
Well, I mean, take it to the next level. I mean, one of the best things that we offer, where you get constant information, is our forum. Constant. It's constant information with. There's personal trainers on there. There's competitors. Me, Adam, and Justin are on there. Lots of fitness enthusiasts. It's a wonderful community of Mind Pump listeners who are all like-minded. People post videos of their, you know, exercise form techniques, their modifications on their programs. I love seeing how people have modified our MAPS programs individually. Yeah. And how people share.
It's very helpful to other people going through the same process. So.
It's awesome. And our forum this month, you can actually get it for free. All you have to do is enroll in either our RGB bundle, which includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic, or our MAPS Super Bundle, which has all of that plus MAPS Prime and MAPS Anywhere. So both of those bundles will give you lots of exercise programming. RGB will take you through about 9 months of exercise programming. The MAPS Super Bundle is about a year's worth of exercise programming. Enroll in either one of those, and you get access to the forum absolutely for free. So you can find all this, the 30 days of coaching, the Super Bundles, and the giveaway at mindpumpmedia.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I want to ask you a question, Adam.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I've noticed a few changes lately.
You like the stash, don't you?
Well, it's part of the changes. And I want to know what's going on here. Little by little, you've slowly been, it seems like you're morphing little by little into a hippie?
Hipster?
Yeah. No, not at all, actually.
Almost, you know what you look like? Colin, what's his name? Colin Farrell?
Oh, yeah.
Like
right.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Just what?
For sure.
I'm so anti putting me in a box that I like to change it up as much.
It's going
to
make him change now. Watch. He's going to come
in. I will. I will.
Come in looking 100%, different tomorrow.
100%. Like, it's just when everybody gets used to it and it's like, hey, and starts talking shit, I'll be on to the next thing. So it's just, I don't like to be put in a box. I'm not like anybody else but myself.
Although, I'm going to be honest with you, very few people can grow that kind of a mustache, like the like the fucking power
stash. I want to see you in a fedora.
Very few people can grow a power mustache and look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can't either. I'm just saying, very few people. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, looks good on you. And then you got the beanie, so you look is it Cheech or Chong that you still look like that with the mustache?
I'm not sure if I'm going to guess like Cheech or Chong very much. You know what I've been watching? What inspired
Chong
it?
Chong was the tall one, right?
Was Chong the tall one?
I think so.
Okay, so you look like Cheech. Yeah, you're right.
Cheech Martin.
You're right.
Have you seen Hell on Wheels on Netflix?
No.
Oh, cool show. Cool show. I just got
it. Common, isn't that right? The rapper Common.
Oh, you know what? I think he is.
Hell on Wheels, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
I think he is in that.
What's it about?
It's the railroad. So the building of the railroad. So it's pretty cool story. And
so is it like a dramatization of how that process went about?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
You know,
it's actually really cool.
So Rockefeller, they have Rockefeller in there and all that?
It hasn't been introduced yet. But I'm barely like on, I want to say episode 6 or 7, and it's pretty cool right now.
Yeah. Because he,
trying to remember the name.
You know, if you adjust for inflation or whatever, and you know, comparison, I think Rockefeller still is the richest man of all time.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah. If like
he controls the world.
If you compare it to the inflation or like, yeah, obviously,
and
back then,
and the rest of the world.
$1 million back then is like $1 billion.
Yeah, I think he'd be a trillionaire today if you were to equate it or something like that. Well, like, he had that much money.
Yeah.
Was it Standard Oil? He was Standard Oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm, I don't know.
Excellent.
But the show's pretty cool. I'm not sure how close to history they stay on it or not, but it's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool. The characters are cool in there. I like the main guy. I can't think of his name. He was in what's his name? He's in hell of movies too. That's what I like about all the Netflix now, is like they have all these like A-list actors that are doing these shows, you know. It makes them so much better when they're good.
Yeah, they've definitely sort of taken a lot of these actors away from movie roles now, because this is a popular thing, is the streaming TV shows, because they can put such high production into them now.
Yeah.
And, you know, keep people there.
Yeah.
I heard some crazy statistic about Netflix. Oh, God, I don't even know why I brought it up, because I don't even know it. It's one of those things. It was like they're making so much money per month. It was unreal.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's off of their subscription alone.
It's definitely one of my favorite companies to watch. That's actually what inspired it. We're watching it. All these dudes have got badass handlebar mustaches.
Oh, that's what's the inspiration.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember.
Are you going to handlebar it out? Are you going to twist it?
Well, if you went more, no, you'd be handlebar. More like God, Kurt Russell. Remember when he was in
Tombstone?
Tombstone. Yes. Thank you. God, that was a badass character.
Yeah,
that he played,
all the guys in here are like badass. I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking rocking. You know, but
It's one of those things I feel like men grow, not for women. Like,
Women are, yeah.
Yeah, very few things that guys will do to their appearance for men.
Right.
And that's
like
one of
shave
them.
Their head. Like, yeah. I always go through periods like that where I want to shave my head, and then my wife's always just like, no, don't do it.
I'll be dry.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Katrina's not the biggest fan of it, but it's growing on her.
Has she stopped? A mustache is growing on her?
No, not a mustache is growing on her.
Oh, liking it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
What?
Yeah.
You know, we play.
She's getting testosterone on accident. Babe, don't drink that.
Yeah, the handlebar mustache is not sexy on her. Although it does, for us, it's great for role play. You know, we play railroad.
Choo choo.
Mr. Conductor.
Yeah, all right. That's a good little insight there. Thank you.
I can't make it over the hill. I'll push you up, honey. I think I can. I think I can.
Yeah. Definitely. We try to get it, man. 6 years.
Ooh, I don't know if I can.
We've been together
that.
6 years. You got to get creative, man.
Or you're like the train robber that comes in. Give me your purse.
We've done both,
lady.
We've done both.
No, yeah. You haven't.
Yeah. No. When I first did it, I tried. I told you, I tried the creepy molester one, and that didn't work. So she wasn't into. Hey, little girl, I have some
candy.
Oh
my god. That's horrible. Yeah, who would like that?
Yeah. You know.
You bought a van and everything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm open to exploring things.
Do you guys? Do you guys? honestly, have you guys ever done anything like role play like that?
Of course, bro. Six,
really?
Yeah.
Mainly, superhero costumes.
You think I'm kidding? We were playing Railroad the other night.
I would find it like I would laugh almost.
It is fun.
Well, it helps.
I know that's you. Stop it.
It helps to get really high first. You know, if you try, it's tough to do like come into a role play scenario completely sober. You know, if you just decide like, hey, honey, let's role play. It's
see what you got to do is, okay, so like my wife went to Texas to go visit one of her friends. She came back, so I made sure and got a cowboy hat. You know what I'm saying?
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's great. She comes home.
She was like, like laughed at first and then was like, yeah, we're using that. You know? It's like, I knew it.
Yeah. Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, she's going to rodeos and shit. There's a bunch of manly dudes.
There's a lot of brilliance behind what he's saying right now.
That do rodeo, and you know, you got to bring that sort of imagery in.
Well, it's smart because the wife goes, right? Okay, she's away from the hubby. She's off. She's off somewhere with a bunch of cowboys. I'm sure there was at least one or two good-looking cowboys.
Oh, yeah. And then
she's human. It had to, right? So that's a very smart strategy, Justin.
Man.
I'm actually
like,
quite proud of you.
Right that here. Guy, so, come on, bro. Like, I got more than you, pal.
That's pretty
You know, they did some studies on women in clubs. And what they did is they had this like fake nightclub, and they had women come in. And then what they did is they analyzed how much skin they had showing and how much – I think it was how much they moved their hips when they're dancing, which I believe is strongly correlated to – like being sexual at the moment, like being
always
in the
bringing the science. You know,
and no, check this out.
Yeah.
The women, statistically speaking, the women that showed the most skin and who gyrated the most when they danced were, you ready for this? Married women who were ovulating, but not with their partners at the club. They were the ones that were showing the most
scandalous
like,
women.
God, isn't that crazy?
No, it's not crazy. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
That's why I told my girlfriend, like, basically, you're not allowed to go out anymore. You know what I mean? So she just stays home now.
Wow,
not going anywhere.
It's going to work for a minute. Yeah,
it works real well.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy, though?
That is crazy.
Yeah. Because I think for guys, we're always like that, right? It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I know. It's like every day.
I don't know.
I mean, when I dance, I gyrate my hips a lot anyway.
Yeah.
Just because I can't dance.
I walk down the street and I'm just, slinging it.
You actually do a little bit.
A little shuffle.
Justin was the last one to dance at all of us, right? He was getting down when we went out to On It. That was the last time anybody danced, right?
Was I dancing? Oh, I was. Huh?
Nobody danced.
He was doing a little
shaky tushy. Yeah,
you were the only one to
little
dance.
Little jitterbug going on there.
No. Jitterbug. Little leprechaun jig. You know what I mean?
Bro, you got to get out of the 20s. It's got that handlebar mustache.
I'm not even the 20th, I'm the 18th century.
That's advanced.
I forgot my top hat. You know what I mean? I usually have a top hat and a cane.
You were the only one that danced.
Well, I'm not afraid of it.
Yeah.
You guys are afraid of it. You got to work on your movement.
Yeah, if you ever see me dancing, you know I'm on something. You know, I had a couple topics I want to bring up in regards to fitness.
Oh, we are a fitness podcast.
Yeah.
I forgot
about
that.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah, in regards to fitness. Sorry, audience. We're about to get into some fitness. I wanted to talk a little bit more. We've brought up a few times now, especially since working with Dr. Brink, on the importance of the smaller joints in the body and on function. Like we've talked a lot about the feet and the ankles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked much about the wrists, and the fingers.
Fingers, toes, right.
Yeah, and I you know, it's interesting. We, in the fitness community, completely ignore the small joints. Like, mm-hmm. The more advanced trainers will look at the big joints, like the shoulders, the hips, you know, elbows, knees. Very few people look at function of the hands and function of the feet and how those affect, your recruitment patterns, how they affect your workouts. You know, one of my biggest wake-up calls was when you were, Adam, you were doing your squats and your hips were balanced and you were getting good mobility, but you still hurt yourself. And I think it was Brink who pointed out I don't remember which foot it was.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, look at this. Your ankle's caving here and your toes aren't firing.
Yeah.
And it was something that we didn't even...
It was so subtle.
Like, we didn't even pay attention to.
Yeah, it was so subtle that I wouldn't even be looking at it because everything else mechanically looked good, which that's a big...
I'm going to say something right now. It makes a huge... It's not a small difference.
No.
It makes a huge difference in how your body moves. And a lot of the dysfunction that we have in the rest of our body is compensating for the dysfunction that we have in these small joints of our bodies. And of course, the shoes that we wear and the wrist straps that we wear when we lift weights. And, there's studies that show that wearing wrist straps, for example, or straps. I don't know if you call them wrist straps or straps, the ones that wrap around the bar so you can hold on to heavier weight, actually changes the recruitment patterning all the way up into the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's interesting, too, and I know where you're going with this because my brain has been living in this thought process because, you know, it's like almost taking a magnifying lens into the process of, you know, how you send signals, how you control your body, how you recruit properly, you know, that entire process, how we can maximize that entire process and make it work for you better. And what are actual valid good recruitment patterns for each of these particular movements? And there are like more optimal ways to do things than there's not. And it's really about identifying those. And this takes a lot of, it's a big humbling process, right? Mm-hmm. To go and to really put yourself under that, that lens and look further at your toes and like the dysfunction there. And like, I'm like so not connected to that process.
Well, did you,
that is a problem.
A lot of people don't even like, here's an interesting statistic. Like if you lose your big toe in one of your feet, if you lose one big toe, you have to go through a very long process of learning how to walk again and how to move again. That one, just one toe,
especially that one,
affects your gait and your run and your balance tremendously. Okay, huge. Now, let's say you have your toes, right? You don't have any of them amputated, or you know, you've got all five toes on both feet, but they're not connected. What I mean by that is you're not able to articulate them, you're not able to fully ground them when you're doing your movements and exercises. Well, that's going to have an effect on the rest of your body.
Yeah.
One of the things that I started doing after we started working with Dr. Brink is now when I work out, I used to pay attention to, you know, my back, my core stabilization, my posture, you know, activating and being tense in all these different areas, my hips. But I never paid attention to my feet. Now I'll also pay attention to my feet. In fact, I'll pay attention more to my feet because that's been a weakness of mine, and it fixes like the rest of my, you know, the rest of my my movement. I'll feel my hips moving better.
Yeah, your knees, everything else will adjust accordingly.
Yeah, this was I remember talking with Brink, and it's actually changed how I assess somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, I would look at their shoulders and their chest and their hips and their legs, their knees. Like those were kind of like these key point areas I would kind of hone in on when I was watching a squat. And you know, he was the one who told me, he's like, oh no, I look at the feet up. You know, mm-hmm. and you can tell so much. And it's so true now that I'm understanding that, fully grasping all these little tiny minute deviations in our ankles and in our feet, it just goes right up the kinetic chain. And you can see now, I'll look at somebody when squatting or deadlifting especially, and they perform the movement, I'm not even looking at the rest of their body, I'm just looking at their feet, and it'll tell you so much about everything else because you can just follow it up the chain and have a pretty good idea of why, oh, that's why your knees are bothered. Oh, that's why your hip. Oh, that's why low back. Oh, okay, now this makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably stemming here. I spent a lot of time my trainer career, though, adjusting all the other stuff, you know, trying to fix the hips and the knees and the shoulders and get...
This may be why, I don't know if you guys encountered this as trainers, but you'll address an issue and it just, and then it gets better. And then you'll have to, you know, 3-4 months later.
It comes back, yeah.
Yeah, pretty you got to keep... Exactly, mm-hmm. because you didn't address the stuff that was around it.
I have a perfect case with one of my clients that used to be a dancer, and it was like this constant battle and process that, like, I was always battling, and I always was trying to get more, you know, like adduction and get her knees to come inward, and so I would just focus on that because I knew that, like, every time she's getting this like external rotation, like coming in her squat, and like her knees are kind of coming out. And I had to look further and see that, wow, every time she walks or moves and balances, her ankles actually turn in. And so she's coming out with her feet, and she's also not, like, she can't really pronate very well with her feet. So I had to, like, take it down to that level. Now we just work on walking patterns and focusing on ankle mobility, and it's done like a world of difference. So,
well, one thing that I'll notice too, when they're working out, and you can even pay attention to yourself when you're squatting. Squatting is a good one, by the way. Just do a basic squat and look at your feet, take your shoes and socks off, stand in front of the mirror, and you'll notice, if you really watch and pay attention, you'll notice some of these deviations. But one of the more common ones I'll notice is that, people's feet will, either their toes will come off the ground because they're trying to fix their hips,
mm-hmm.
or their feet will turn out. Or like mine, one of mine, it was my right foot. My right foot would pronate, so it would kind of cave in
mm-hmm.
at the ankle. And I always wondered why my right foot would turn out. Like, if I started deadlifting, I would start with my feet both looking the same, but by the third rep, my right foot would always be slightly turned out. And I always thought it was my hips, but it wasn't. It was my feet. And so what I did, and this is just like anything else, what you do, if I'm working on my foot stability, I can still do my deadlifts and squats, but what I'll do is I'll go lighter and I'll focus on grounding really hard with my foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll maintain that with lighter weight throughout my form. So yeah, I'm not getting as intense of a workout with my hips or my back, but I'm kind of changing the patterning a little bit. And then I work my way up eventually to heavier and heavier weight. And lo and behold, I find my form feels, much more solid. I wasn't able to squat very deep for a long time. And part of it was my hips, but a big part of it was my feet.
Absolutely.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think where I was backwards is I always thought it was my hips, and then it caused to run down, right? When really it was the other way around. It was going on with my feet. And then that's, I have the exact same issue with the other side. And then that, internally rotates the femur when you pronate like that. And then you get the hip issues, and then you get the low back issues on that one side or whatever. This is part of why it's been so great to have a gym that is ours that we can come in and
train barefoot.
Yeah. That's the very first thing I do now is I just kick my shoes off. And if I don't train that way the entire session, I'll at least spend the first, 20 minutes of my workout when I'm doing my prime movers and addressing mobility completely barefoot. And that's been huge. The other one I did a video of this on Instagram, maybe a week or two ago. As squatting actually on my toes barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a great foot strengthening, ankle strengthening exercise while I'm doing squats, so I'm working mm-hmm. on all the other things too, but to keep myself on my toes the entire time while I drop down into a squat, and I definitely recommend somebody does that body weight first for a while before you even think about putting weight on you, because that could get dangerous. It's not something I would recommend to the average person, but squatting with no weight on you all the way down as deep as you can while staying on your toes. Great exercise. Just naturally your toes will spread out to do that, to help keep you balanced. You'll feel your ankle having to stabilize as you come down. So it's been a money move for me.
Yeah. I mean, if we look at let's focus on the feet still, since we're on the feet, cause we could talk about the hands next, but the feet are besides your hands, it's probably the richest in terms of nerve endings
mm-hmm.
and sense, sensory.
And muscles, nerve endings, bones, everything.
It's covered in muscle. It's made up of many, many, many different bones.
So many moving parts down there.
There's lots of moving parts, but we walk around and we cover them with these, with casts. Basically, it's almost like casts, right? Flexible yeah. casts, shoes all the time. But there's one exercise in particular. It's called short foot. Which I'd never heard of before.
We're all terrible at that.
I can't do it.
No.
And this is, it's so weird to not be able to do this. I watch videos of people doing it. Brink demonstrated.
Yeah, you're basically pulling into an arch position in the bottom of
it's
foot.
Like you're trying to make a fist with your foot.
You're trying to squeeze it up, though. You're not trying to grip with your toes. You're trying to squeeze it up. And it's like, what?
It's without your toes.
Doesn't
it's like,
make sense.
It's like you're just shortening your pulling up the arch and then flattening. Flattening.
You should be able to do that.
And it sucks because it's like when your arm falls asleep mm-hmm. and you just can't move it.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me.
You're just like huh?
Like there's nothing there. There's absolutely nothing there. So what I've been doing is when I'm watching TV or I'm sitting on the couch is I take my shoes and socks off and I just put my feet on the floor and then I just practice trying to get connected to that movement, because I realize that frequency is very important with getting connection. You got to keep practicing to be able to articulate and get that connection.
I mean, it's a good point. I've definitely taken a lot of these positions, especially 90-90 and on some of these other influential positions that are sort of foundational and staples when I'm watching TV. That's such a perfect time. Why are you sitting all in this fluffy couch? I'll do that to relax or whatever, but I want to make sure I split up the time So if I'm like just kind of be sitting somewhere for too long, like I'm going to put myself in an optimal position.
Mm-hmm. Are there some tips that you guys give clients or a progression that you guys typically put them through is to strengthen their feet and get reconnected? Like what's a basic protocol? Yeah,
I take it case by case. So, you know, like that's the first thing is really to see kind of where the dysfunction is happening and just watch the way they walk first and with their shoes off, their socks off, all that kind of stuff, and then see what kind of connectivity they have in their toes and then just sort of work my way from there, like what drills to do.
You don't have specific drills or things that you like to use or that comes to mind that you send your people to do?
Well, I have like, this. Go ahead.
Like, for example, like for me, I'll first... You know, I have some ankle mobility stuff. I like the combat position. I think that's a great, easy starter. You're kind of in the seated position.
What's important with that, though, is...
The intention.
You can't just get into it. Yeah. You have to, like, ground your foot and activate it in your ankle.
Just want to see how high they can get up on their toes. So I'll have them, like, hold on to something if they need to or just, like, in place, like, just... raise their heels up as high as they can and then also like see what kind of range of motion they have, you know, in opposition to that. And then, I'll take them through different walking patterns and then also the beast or the quadruped where we're bringing it up on the toes and just see what kind of strength they have to just hold certain positions. Basically just emulating a lot of, different squat positions and different angles. So whether I have them laying on their back or I have them in the quadruped position or I have them up against a wall, and then like assessing like what kind of force and how they're distributing it down all the way through their ankle and feet.
Yeah, one of the first things that I do with clients is I just tell them to walk around barefoot.
There you go.
More often. Because I know how... like how deconditioned we are, you know, with certain things. So I'll just say, okay, so what I want you to do is, 1 hour a day, take shoes and socks off. That's also important because, I like to use the hands as an example. If you always wear gloves with your hands, you're not getting the full, you know, feeling of touching and moving things. Same thing with your feet. So walk around barefoot, for an hour, 3 days a week. And by the way, when people do this, who don't always do this, they'll come back to me and be like, ooh, my foot hurts, or I'm getting,
I see pain in the arch of my foot. So more of a prescription for through the week and for the month and all that, not just like what you do with them in a session.
No.
I was talking about what I do in a session,
No, I'll just tell them, hey, just start walking around barefoot a little bit. Don't go crazy with it because people will actually come to me and say, oh, I'm having a little pain in the arch of my foot, or I'm because they're just not...
You get overstressed.
Yeah, they're just not used to doing it. And then what I'll do is once they do that for a little while, then I'll increase how much they walk barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing I'll do is I'll tell them, hey, when you're sitting down, you have no shoes on, I want you to play the piano with your toes. So like lift all your toes up and then go down pinky first and go down the row of your toes and then just keep doing that. And you would be surprised how many people can't do that.
Yeah.
They just can't do that.
That's hard to do.
And not only can they not do that, but the ones that can do it, after about five reps of doing that, their feet start fucking, they just can't move them anymore.
Well, I think too, I think it's important to note, like people will notice a major discrepancy a lot of times between each foot. Like one foot, like you can do certain things with, and then the other one's just like totally disconnected. And typically that's where a lot of your shit's stemming from is like, well, I can kind of wiggle my toes over here. And then the ones on the other side, it's just like no connection. Just can't move them whatsoever. That right there is like a huge red flag that you probably got a lot of shit that's stemming from that.
Have you seen the people, I'm sure you guys have seen videos of people who are like double arm amputees and so they can use their feet to do everything?
Oh, yeah, the crazy dexterity they have. It's just like...
That's not like a special talent. I want everybody to know they just practice.
Well, technically we should be able to use our feet damn near almost as good as we can use our hands.
Well,
right?
We just don't have long fingers on our.
Well, we don't have the opposable thumb, right? Yeah, that's what we don't have.
But you can articulate and move your feet and have a lot of control with them.
Yeah.
And I want people to realize like you don't need obviously to go that far, but if you just become more aware of the connectivity in your foot and your toes when you're doing your lifts, even if you have your shoes on, so you're at the gym, you can't take your shoes and socks off because they'll kick you out. But when you're deadlifting, when you're squatting, when you're shoulder pressing, when you're doing curls, if you just ground your foot, like put your feet on the ground and feel your spread your toes out a little bit in your shoes and ground your foot, tense them up a little bit, and then do your exercises, you'll feel more connected to the movement itself. Doesn't matter if you're doing curls, shoulder presses, or even bench press. Actually, we know this with certain lifts, right? Even bench press, they tell you to ground into the floor when you're doing your lift. So these are things that you can do that are small that you're probably not doing that make a pretty big big difference.
Tell you what, one of my clients, I just sent over the I sent her the foot gym, and she fucking loved
that?
The foot gym.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll show you guys. So she's been raving about it. So I've been meaning to order it. So maybe I'll remember to put a post on Mind Pump Radio or whatever and share with you guys. But it's just this little platform. I'll show you a picture of it. It's a little platform and has all these little rollers and bands and things like that. It exercises for your feet. It's dope.
What?
Yeah, it's super dope. And you totally put
we
it on.
You better get like a link for this.
No, I will. Yeah, we'll check it out and then I'll see if we can post a link for people so they can look into it. But she's been raving about it and I've been meaning to order one for myself. So it's called the Foot Gym.
Hmm.
So we'll have to post a link.
Excellent. Listen, if you like Mind Pump, leave us a 5-star rating review on iTunes. If we like your review and we pick it, you'll get a free Mind Pump t-shirt. Also, go to YouTube, check out Mind Pump TV. Awesome videos posted every single day. It is a treasure trove of information. Also, go to Instagram. Ooh. You can find us on Mind Pump Radio. You can find me at Mind Pump Sal. Adam's at Mind Pump Adam. And Justin is at Mind Pump Justin.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic. 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now, plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support, and until next time, this is Mind Pump.